and talk us through kind of your progress and when you're starting to run first on the machine and then on the track.
Yeah, the ankle's going really well. So I'll run today on the Ultra G for the first time in about 5 weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll do about a 10-minute session on there. So get the ankle moving again and hopefully jump out of the track sometime next week. So it's feeling pretty good, feeling really strong. So looking forward to running on the track, yeah.
You must be, just really looking forward to getting out there and dusting up a few cobwebs.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely seeing training like this, I hate watching, so I just want to be out there with the boys. But, just taking my time, though, making sure this ankle's going right. So.
What's some of the other things you're doing to keep fit?
I'm doing a lot of cross training at the moment, so a lot of bike sessions in the heat room and, a lot of rope work and stuff like that. So doing a lot of stuff, did a lot of that stuff through the off-season as well, so they're keeping me fit.
No time frame then on full training start?
Yeah, not this moment. Just taking my time, making sure I feel really good at the moment. So I had surgery at the start of the year, and it's just, again, taking my time and make sure I feel good.
Yeah, what did the surgery involve that you had post-season?
Yeah, I got a bit of a clean-up, so got a few screws and metal taken out. Got a bit of clean up at the back, so, and got a few ligaments tightened up, so it's feeling really good. It's feeling really strong at the moment.
Is round one a possibility, Sava?
I really have no idea. It depends on how I pull up from all my running sessions, so they're just going to gradually keep building up the load and stuff like that, so fingers crossed, but fingers crossed nothing happens during the time, so yeah.
Feeling nervous?
Nervous?
Yeah, that... it'll hold up.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty confident with it. Like, feeling it right now, like, I feel like I could have ran last week or the week before, but like I said, like, we're just taking our time and making sure it's feeling 100%, so I'm pretty confident with it.
Pain-free?
Yeah, pain-free. It's been pain-free for a long time now. I really didn't pull up too sore from the surgery, so, I was walking probably a week after, so, it's feeling pretty good.
How much you attacked the footy in your debut season or your second season on an AFL list? You keen to do that again? You haven't lost any of your ability to jump and attack the footy?
Yeah, definitely. I guess now it's just about building my confidence back up, and I've got a lot of time until a round one to do that. So, hopefully I'll be all right, and hopefully I can do that again. So, yeah, just build that confidence.
So you had a chat to Gary Rowan just before, and have you had a chat to Dalhouse and these kind of blokes that have come into the club this year?
Yeah, talked to Rowan and picked up Krugs from the airport the other day. So, I haven't met Dalhouse yet, but, yeah, definitely looking forward to meeting those boys. But, those two are great blokes, so it was good to talk to them, good to know them a bit, yeah.
Gary Rowan went through similar to you. Ago, where you pick his brain about the recovery and the life when he had that serious break?
We sort of had a small discussion about it, but I'm pretty happy. I'll probably chat to him whenever if I have trouble or anything, but I just need to meet him properly first.
Who are some of the guys that have caught your eye out here today?
Jack Henry's training very well, actually. He's looking really fit. I think he's come back in good nick, and big Ryan Abbott's put on a few kilos as well, so I can't wait to see what he produces during the year. I'm excited.
That's all right. How difficult was it for you to sit on those sidelines, particularly in the final series where it really didn't go your way?
Yeah, it was very difficult. Like I said, I'm not a watcher, so it was definitely a lot harder knowing the fact that I could be out there making the impact as well. But you really can't help these things. These things happen in footy, so just had to put my head down and train again and try and get the ankle back as strong as you could. So, yeah, these things happen.
I know it's only, I guess, your first week back, but does it feel like, you've really put that kind of disappointing finals exit behind you guys and really looking forward to next year?
Yeah, definitely. I guess we're just starting fresh. We've made a lot of changes and, it's just starting fresh and we're looking forward to, I know as a group, we're looking forward to attacking the pre-season. I know there's a lot of younger blokes coming up as well, so it's just about us stepping up all together. So, no, we're all looking forward to it.
What's Ryan Abbott been doing to put on 6Ks?
Jeez, I really don't know, to be honest. I reckon he's on a bit of a meal plan or something, but he's looking very big. I don't know what he's on, but I need to ask him about it, that's for sure.